Grand Center is truly the center for the arts in St. Louis. The Fabulous Fox, renovated by the incredible Mary Strauss, and the world-class St. Louis Symphony, situated right on Grand Boulevard, have been around for years, followed by CAM, the Contemporary Art Museum St. Louis, located just around the corner on Washington Avenue. CAM, designed by world-renowned architect Bradley Klopfel, presents critically acclaimed exhibitions of cutting-edge art and is right next to the Pulitzer Arts Foundation, designed by Tadao Ando, also a world-class architect. It is simply a wonder to look at and to enter, and has an array of unique art exhibitions and educational programming. The Harold and Dorothy Stewart Center for Jazz not only presents world-class jazz performances in the Faring Jazz Bistro, but has educational programs for all ages, including such programs as Weebops for preschoolers, and has presented the public with the All Stars Jazz Group, trained by Philip Dunlap, the education director at the Jazz Center. Wynton Marsalis says that the Jazz Center is one of the finest in the nation. Free live music can be heard at the Wednesday Night Jazz Crawl, which starts at radio station KDHX and then continues to the Kranzberg and the Dark Room. The top local jazz artists perform at these venues each week. There is music in one form or another 5 days a week in Grand Center. The Kranzberg on Grand and Olive contains a black box theater in which award-winning Philip Bames Upstream Theater presents its work, and Amsel also presents their theatrical performances in the space. Also, a cabaret space, a professionally curated art gallery, and 5 studio spaces are occupied by Craft Alliance artists in the building. And now there is the Marcel on Samuel Shepherd Avenue, in which Scott Miller, the bad boy of musical theater, presents his innovative presentations of musicals with his New Line Theater Group. The Big Muddy Dance Troupe has its offices and rehearsal space at the Marcel, and Dance St. Louis also has offices in the building. The Dot Zack on Locust Street is a very unique arts incubator in which about 20 arts incubatees perform in the 200-seat theater and share a scene shop, offices, a costume shop, and storage space. The groups are quite diverse in every way. Taylor Grenlow heads up Tesseract Theater and says his group is an ignition point in presenting new work, and Carrie Houck, the director of the Tennessee Williams Festival, is also another great example of those housed at the Dot Zack. David Kirkland's restaurant, Turn, serves a delicious breakfast and lunch in the facility. The Grandel Theater has recently been renovated and houses 5 dance troupes, including the Ashley Leanne Dance Company and the Karlovsky Dance Troupe, and includes galleries for the visual arts. The Centene Center for the Arts is the beautifully renovated Medina Temple and houses the offices of the Arts and Education Council and many local arts organizations, and also provides rehearsal space, gallery, and presentation spaces. The Media Commons between KETC, the 9 Network, and KWMU, St. Louis Public Radio, is a high-tech event space and will soon be extended to go all the way through to Washington Avenue, past the glorious Sheldon's Western Plaza and Hanging Garden. Paul Reuter, the director of the Sheldon, is proud to say that the concert hall, which has presentations by world-class as well as local artists, is one of the most acoustically perfect halls in the world, and be sure to go into the art galleries, which have wonderfully curated art exhibitions, curated by director Olivia Laz Gonzalez, including a gallery of children's art. And let's not forget KDHX Radio for independent media around the block. Speaking of art galleries, Jasmine Aber presents exhibitions of contemporary architecture in her Creative Exchange Lab, called CEL, and Robert Boulevant is nationally known for his special technique in creating very large photographs, and he also shows the works of other photographers. And the International Photography Hall of Fame is located above Triumph Restaurant and recently had an induction of 8 photographers, including such luminaries as Annie Leibovitz and Ken Burns. Duet Gallery pairs local artists with nationally known ones in a single exhibition, which does wonders for our own St. Louis artists. And back around the block again, sits the beautiful St. Louis University Art Museum, better known as SLUMA, headed by the vivacious Patruta Lapan, and Father Terence Dempsey directs MOCRA, the Museum of Contemporary Religious Art, which is one of a kind in the country. No one can say that St. Louis is not culturally rich, and Grand Center, headed by Karen Hageman, helps to make it so. I'm Nancy Kranzberg.